or mobile, or download the brand new app. To start your BBC iPlayer radio journey, go to the Radio 3 website.
This is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio. You can also listen to us live online in high definition sound. It's 11 o'clock and now Jazz Lineup with Julian Joseph.
Hello. As we heard in the middle of last week, Dave Brubeck died just one day short of his 92nd birthday in hospital in Connecticut. For me, Dave Brubeck was one of the warmest and greatest ambassadors of jazz music. He was a giant of this music. He led his very famous quartet that had Joe Morello on drums and Eugene Wright on the bass and the great Paul Desmond on alto saxophone. And it was in that band that Desmond's classic composition Take Five was made famous, all through the way Dave Brubeck organized that music and organized and presented his music. Two great pieces of music that come to mind that I love of Dave Brubeck's is The Duke and In Your Own Sweet Way. A great spirit of this music has just passed and we will miss him. Jazz Lineup recorded the Dave Brubeck Quartet in 2003 at the Bridgewater Hall in Manchester with Bobby Militello on alto and flute, Randy Jones on the drums and Michael Moore on bass. And I can tell you that we'll bring that concert to you early in the new year here on Jazz Lineup. Look for more Radio 3 programs that will pay tribute to him again in the new year. And so to this week, the 2012 European Broadcasting Union Jazz Orchestra are also known as the EBU Jazz Orchestra, and they're made up of young players from the participating members of the EBU. And in the ensemble representing the UK is baritone saxophonist Colin Mills. And on Jazz Lineup this week, we'll be hearing a concert given by the orchestra at the Concert Hall of the Tchaikovsky National Music Academy and the radio studios of Ukraine Radio. Welcome, Colin.
Hello.
Well, how did you get involved with the orchestra and what was the experience like for you?
Well, I originally got involved through baritone sax player Jay Craig. He put my name forward for this and did a gig for his band in London, and he kept me in mind for this, which I was very thankful for. It was a remarkable experience, just non-stop adventure all the way through the 3 weeks that we were abroad.
Well, it's going to be interesting for the listeners to hear you guide us through some of the music that we're going to hear. And predominantly, it was the music of musical director and Ukrainian composer and conductor, Igor Stetsyuk. How would you introduce him to us?
He's combining jazz, Ukrainian traditional folk melodies in a way that you might not expect a jazz orchestra to play them. They are fairly classical in nature. Mm-hmm. Improvisational sections are not as predominant in it. They are mostly composed the whole way. It was very hard the first couple of rehearsals, mm-hmm. because it was usually when you're playing a big band piece and you're rehearsing it, usually it's nice to play it all the way through, get mm-hmm. a feeling for the structure of the whole piece. Mm-hmm. With Igor, it was, let's start from the beginning, 4 bars later, okay, let's stop, let's work on those 4 bars, then we'd get to 8 bars and then work on those 8 bars.
And some of that detail would be taken care of by the improvisatory nature of how musicians are trained as jazz musicians. Mm. So when it's all written, it's quite a culture shift, isn't it?
Definitely. There were solo sections where someone, say the trombone player, might suggest, oh, can we open this up a little bit? And Igor would be, no, it's 16 bars. It is a proper length. That is how long we will do the solo for.
The opening composition is a joyful piece and it draws heavily on his love of funk. The inspiration for this piece comes from a previously divided Ukraine and is titled Towards Its Reconciliation. This is East-West Jazz.
Thank you.
EBU Jazz Orchestra, and that was East West Jazz, composed by the conductor Igor Stetsyuk. And I've got Colin Mills here, who played baritone throughout this concert and with this band. And what sort of memories does this conjure for you about this particular approach? Because he said that this is about rejoining of a divided Ukraine.
Yeah. For starters, the fact that it featured a German tenor player on mm-hmm. the solo, mm-hmm. he was very keen to point out this guy's from Germany, another country that was also divided. Maybe there's hope for our future in the Ukraine,
right?
Because Germany's unified. And he did a really fantastic job.
We should just say that the solo, as you said, was on tenor saxophone, was from the German Christoph Merkel. And just to let you know that the orchestra each year is hosted by a different nation. The UK hosted the event in 2006. The host nation appoints a conductor and composer. On that occasion, Barry Forgy conducted the band. Both he and myself composed the music. This year, the Ukraine put together a rather unusual setup. And tell us about the lineup, Colin, because I know on the next piece we're going to hear strings.
For the majority of the tour, it was a regular big band plus a percussion section.
Mm-hmm.
But when we got to the Ukraine, we were joined by a 36-piece string section, which mm-hmm. had been rehearsing the tunes for the amount of time that we'd been on tour.
Right.
It was quite nice in that previous piece, actually, to hear the violins, because we never heard them at all during the live gig. They were on one side of the stage, we were on the other. Just seeing a photo of the whole band with the violins plus the big band, it really looks like this huge jazz orchestra. It really puts the orchestra in jazz orchestra.
Right, right. Well, the next composition features the vocalist Kadri Vorand, who features quite heavily throughout the whole show. And she's from Estonia, and the piece settles into a Latin fusion sound. And listen out for the string section. And there's a piano solo. Is it from Teodor Petkov?
Yes.
Yes, from Teodor Petkov, and he's from Bulgaria. This is Frostwork.
What a wonderful sight, between the doors with the light on my pane. All the flowers asleep, and no more smelling sweet, frozen blue. The painting of January's frost, I'm getting lost in bright strokes of time. Those summer days. Thank you.
Frostwork, the EBU European Jazz Orchestra, and that featured the vocals of Kateri Vourand. And she has a lot of work to do in this band, doesn't she? Because she doesn't merely sing the songs, she sings written out solos, you know, in unison with the guitarist, Juhani Grönroos from Finland. There's a piano solo from Theodor Petkov from Bulgaria. The drum solo was from Rico Baumann, he's Swiss. The percussion was played by Ufi Burke from Denmark and Gore Teodorescu from Romania. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Julian Joseph, and I'm talking to Colin Mills, saxophonist with this year's EBU Jazz Orchestra. We're playing items that were recorded both at the studios of Ukraine Radio in Kiev and the concert hall of the Tchaikovsky National Music Academy in Kiev. The next composition establishes a 3-4 meter and features the Estonian vocalist Kadri Vorand once more, and Hannah Paulsberg of Norway features on the melody also. At the edge of summer, Colin, what is he trying to convey here?
Well, he's talking about how the summer is over, winter is approaching, all the beautiful colours of the world are going to turn to dull greys and whites, but still there will be beauty in the world, which is why he dedicated it to all the lovers in the audience every night, every concert.
And he features the melodica here.
Yes, yeah, he was always on the lookout for people trying to make interesting or unique sounds through their instrument or through different instruments. And when he asked Hannah, she just happened to mention that she had a melodica, and he was like, yeah, let's bring that along. And yeah, she gets to do a little bit of a solo in this piece. The only solo Hannah had was 4 bars, I think, at the end of the very first tune that we did, an introduction tune, which was a shame because she wasn't a really, really good saxophonist, but she gets to show off her melodica chops at least.
This is At the Edge of Summer.
Thank you.
sound of the rain all those nights whisper. Birds are leaving this garden of mine. It's all over, there's nothing to say. Leaves fall down. Leaves fall down. Any words I could find. I'll sleep in deep in my heart. Watch the trace of the birds melting out. Feel the warmth of the bliss of the sun. August nights whisper.
The EBU Jazz Orchestra with At the Edge of Summer, written by the director Igor Stetsyuk. And the lyrics are by Nikolai Brovchenko. Now, I certainly hope these lyrics sound better in Ukrainian than they do in English.
Yes, yeah. Katri had a real tough time, as if she didn't have enough to do with the singing, trying to present them in an understandable way. They certainly betray their Ukrainian roots.
Right.
And, well, we worked together to try and find phrases that would work as well as they could. But there was a lot of things that maybe were lost in translation.
But Hannah Paulsberg of Norway plays a lovely melodic introduction there and the melodic phrases throughout that piece, which is quite a nice feature.
Yes, yeah. She's featured on Melodica a couple of times.
The string section was made up of members of the National Radio Company of Ukraine, and that's an orchestra that I know Igor conducts regularly.
Yes, he's their regular conductor.
Well, I'm going to give a little background to Igor. So appreciate that little roundup there. The musical director is, as we said, Ukrainian composer and conductor Igor Stetsyuk, and he's a graduate of the Tchaikovsky National Music Academy of Ukraine. He is a highly decorated and respected teacher and composer who writes for a number of disciplines, including film, television, and theatre music. He combines in his work a love for resetting Ukrainian folk melodies with a jazz palette that draws heavily on the Latin, funk, and fusion sounds of the 1970s. Igor Stetsyuk is one of the founders of the jazz orchestra of the National Radio Company Soloists and has worked as its conductor. His skills as a conductor have taken him to the USA and all over Europe, where he's directed the Swedish Radio and Television Orchestra and many others. In 2005, he created the musical settings for the Eurovision Song Contest. And Stetsyuk is also interested in the field of electronic sound synthesis and has written and published many articles in this area. So this, in terms of the culture of what the musicians were expecting and also what he's expecting, must have created some kind of tension.
A little bit, especially the first couple of days as we were getting to know him. Mm-hmm. His favourite word was proper. Everything had to be done in a proper way, mm-hmm. whether it's a 16-bar solo or the fact that the drummer's using the wrong cymbal for a particular written phrase. Mm-hmm. Even tuning-wise, he had an exact idea of how everyone should tune. Mm-hmm. With poor Lorenzo on the synths, Igor was... he had a very proper way in his head of how Lorenzo should play this, like the pitches, the vibrato on the notes, like everything had to be exact.
I should pick up on the fact that there are two keyboard players, a pianist and a keyboard player, and Lorenzo, as you call him, is Lorenz Barcelo Vives, and he's from Spain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's hear Igor Stetsyuk introduce the next item as he explains the language that's used.
To transfuse a fragrance of Ukrainian language, Kadri will sing it in pure Ukrainian. When we started with her to teach the lyrics, I had the impression that for all her life, Kadri has been speaking Ukrainian with nice Odessa accent. The story is fantasy. It is based on a quite strange Ukrainian folk figure, the deceiving bird of memory. The story is told on behalf of this fantastic bird, which has been painted by the master in memory of his long-lost lover. The strange bird becomes alive and leaves the wall on which it was painted. She visits the master in his dreams and takes away his peace and rest. Love, if it was a true love, never fades out in our memory.
Vocalist Kadri Vorand from Estonia, just showing the quality of her Odessa Ukrainian accent. That was the EBU Jazz Orchestra, augmented by the string section of the National Radio Company of Ukraine. And a piece called Sonata, written by Igor Stetsyuk, with the words by Nikolai Mbrovchenko. Any great memories about this particular piece?
This piece, it just gives me goosebumps listening back to it. Mm-hmm. Kadri does an amazing job, and she did an amazing job every single time. I think this one, Igor, was himself in his compositions. Right. I certainly got the feeling that he wasn't trying to make a jazz-influenced Ukrainian piece. He was just doing a Ukrainian piece.
Kadri gets a big, big feature in the whole of this show, as we alluded to earlier, but you don't perhaps get so much of a say, along with many other musicians. This seems to be Igor's way of approaching this music, and certainly with this band. But we do have a track of you, Colin, playing with your own band on the Henry Mancini composition, The Days of Wine and Roses. Tell us about the arrangement we're going to hear.
Well, this was a very spontaneous recording. I just built a website and I needed some music to feature on this website. I'd like to think that I try and represent the range.
My special guest, Colin Mills, playing baritone saxophone on Mancini's The Days of Wine and Roses, and Andy Buntin was on piano, Nick Jerd was playing the bass, and Jonathan Silk was on drums. Bravo, my man.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Well played. You're really feeling that. With the EBU Jazz Orchestra, where did you tour? You must have gone all over the place.
Yeah, we all flew to Copenhagen. Then we were in Denmark for, I think it was about 5 days. Mm-hmm. 3 days rehearsing, 2 gigs in Denmark. Mm-hmm. Ferry over to Poland, then Germany, Austria, Czech, Slovenia, Slovakia, and a couple of days in the Ukraine. It was, I think it was about 3,500 kilometres, all in the same coach. Although I did pass on a few details of some UK guys, so maybe next year. I know he's been chatting to Tony Dudley Evans of bringing the orchestra to Birmingham next year, so that could be a possibility.
Well, that's good. So we look forward to that. We asked the maestro, Igor Stetsyuk, why he included the national Ukraine folk instrument, the bandura, in the program.
The bandura is seemed not to be too good for jazz music because it has some construction faults, I'd say. There are no dampers, for example, and performer must dump by hand, so one of his hands must be involved in this process just to dump first. Second, it's quite difficult to play complicated chords because only one hand and only 5 fingers, but they use 4 fingers. So it's some way to play a kind of arpeggiato. But this musician, Gosha or Georgi Matveev, is a kind of innovator, of inventor of new technique on playing bandura. So he played by 2 hands, sometimes making his left hand over the body of bandura, and played their strange and not simple for bandura chords in such an unusual way, and to all admirations of his colleagues.
Igor Stetsyuk talking about the bandura. Is this an instrument you've come across before, Colin?
Oh, no, this was the first time I'd ever seen an instrument like it. It's very much, if you can imagine, a guitar, but someone has steamrolled the body of the guitar, but the neck's still intact.
Well, we heard a little bit of the bandura at the beginning of At the Edge of Summer. So let's hear a piece by Igor, played by Georgi Matveev, and this is called Some Bandura Funk.
Thank you.
Short and to the point, that was some bandura funk, and that was featuring the traditional string instrument, the bandura. And as Igor says, it dates back to the 12th century and is played by Georgi Matveyev of the Ukraine. And once again, we let Igor give us some background to the next item.
The next piece is based on ancient Slavic tunes, some of them more than 1,000 years old. You will hear the ethnic intonations, and I have tried to blend the old traditions with more contemporary music.
Thank you. Swiss drummer Rico Baumann bringing to conclusion the traditional and rhythmic epic Sacral Dances, written by their conductor Igor Stetsyuk. That's the EBU Jazz Orchestra. And it's quite a deeply rhythmic piece, going into seven and into six, and just really, he lets it all go there.
Yeah, it's definitely a concert hall type piece. Yeah, and Rico gets to be let loose with a little drum solo as well.
Did you ever feel that you and the band could get past the mammoth detail that seems to exist in these compositions, where you just felt like you could sail forward and just execute the music and really enjoy it?
Once we got out of Denmark and started touring together, eating together, I think it all helped bringing the music together.
Mm-hmm. Just getting to know each other as an ensemble meant that you were all on the same journey.
Yes, definitely. When Hannah sticks in an extra note in the medley, the melody, it lightens the mood, and right. People become more comfortable with it, and that lightens the mood in the rest of the band.
Well, I'm sure that now, in the middle of all of this original music, you've got the jazz classic, or rather the bossa nova classic, One Note Samba, with Igor's signature fusion approach, let me say. It must be nice to play some Antonio Carlos Jobim.
Yes, but there was a solly section,
yeah,
which I don't think any of the other tunes had, which was nice.
Yeah. Well, let's listen out for that solly passage that is actually starts between the bass and the keyboard, and then it's followed by the horn section, all of the horns. This is One Note Samba. Thank you. Antonio Carlos Jobim's One Note Samba, played by the EBU Jazz Orchestra. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Julian Joseph, and I'm speaking with baritone saxophonist Colin Mills, the UK representative in the EBU Jazz Orchestra 2012. We heard those soli passages. That was really nice. I mean, the bass solo almost sounds like a bass solo, and then you hear that the keyboard's doubling it.
Yep.
It would have been really nice to let him solo, because he sounds really strong.
Yeah, yeah, same with Johanny on the guitar.
Well, the next piece that we're going to hear is a piece taken from one of the 40 film scores that Igor has written, and it opens with the trumpet of Miroslav Hlukol, and he's from the Czech Republic, and it sounds like there's some bandura accompaniment on this piece also. How does this piece figure in your memory of all of the work?
This was definitely the most trusting of Igor towards the musicians. Open solo section for Miroslav, just giving them some space to be able to do some improvisation and create some melodies of his own. It's a piece about a tight love triangle, as we heard every gig. And one of those sides of that triangle was a girl called Jessica, which is what the piece is named after.
the trumpet of Miroslav Hlukal from the Czech Republic, bringing to a lovely end there the composition Jessica by Igor Stetsiuk, who's the conductor for the EBU Jazz Orchestra. Uffe Berg from Denmark was playing the congas. We also heard on alto saxophone Martin Gasser from Austria, and on tenor saxophone Hannah Paulsberg from Norway, and an appearance from Kadri Vorand, the Estonian vocalist. Really good piece. You can actually hear that there's a lot of more trust going on there, because the music just speaks for itself.
Yes, and Miroslav, as far as we knew, that was the last time that we were ever going to play that piece. So he just allowed himself to take a little longer, just be a little bit more open with his ideas. One of the highlights of the concert, especially for myself.
Well, it's probably timely then that there's a little surprise for you, Colin, because this is what the maestro Stetsiuk had to say about you.
He's exceptionally great. He's really a gentleman in music, in life, in relations with other his colleagues for music. He's a beautiful musician, and I'd say he's unpredictable musician. That's good. He's so emotional. Today he's doing some avant-garde, you know, just from the moment like a rocket starts. Yes. Then next day he plays the same piece, the same excerpt of improvisation with absolutely romantic feeling.
Well, very complimentary. The Igor Stetsiuk talking about you, Colin Mills.
Yeah, is once you got to know him, he was a really nice guy. I know exactly what he's talking about. He's talking about one of the first days of rehearsals.
Well, we're going to hear the melodica of Hannah Paulsberg from Norway, and Rolf Tofte Sorensen, I hope I've said that correctly, he's from Denmark, on trumpet, and our very own Colin Mills on the baritone saxophone. And this is La Belle Dame Sans Regret by Sting. Thank you. A lovely glissando there from Gore Teodorescu from Romania on the vibraphone there. There was also the melodica of the Norwegian Hanna Paulsberg featured there. The bass of Austrian Mark Mezgolitz. Rolf Toft Sorensen on trumpet. He is from Denmark. A lovely solo there. And our very own Colin Mills on baritone saxophone on the EBU Jazz Orchestra's version of Sting's La Belle Dame Sans Regret. Sting would be proud.
Thank you very much. I tried to be as romantic as I could.
If you do anything, just keep the romance, man.
Yes, yeah, that's the one thing that you've got to keep you going, definitely.
Since the recording of this concert in Kiev, we've learned the sad news that on the 11th of October, Eric Mosselholm died. For many years, Eric was the driving force behind the EBU Jazz Orchestra project and worked tirelessly for its funding and touring every year. In fact, Eric only retired about 3 years ago. He also directed the Danish Radio Orchestra in the 1960s. He was 82. It certainly sounds like a concert of great energy with an audience response that resounds job well done. Is that how you felt after these concerts?
There was... after we did a concert that went really well, there was a high from the music, basically.
We've come to the final tune, and this is one that I'm certain left the audience wanting more. I just want to say thank you and well done, Colin Mills.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
So, to the final tune in this set, it's the Average White Band classic, Pick Up the Pieces. Thank you. That was the EBU Jazz Orchestra with Pick Up the Pieces, a hit for the UK band Average White Band in 1974, and is still grabbing audiences today in 2012. And it ends this edition of Jazz Lineup featuring this year's EBU, European Broadcasting Union Jazz Orchestra, conducted by Igor Stetsyuk from the host nation Ukraine. And our thanks to Ukraine Radio for making that recording for us via the EBU. And many thanks to you, Colin Mills, baritone saxophonist, for coming in to talk to us and sharing your experiences amongst Europe's finest young jazz musicians. Join me next week for a concert set recorded at Giorgio Manzio's Revoice Festival. Guest guitarist John Paricelli, and also a set from the Jamie Davis Band. Jack DeJohnette pops in for a chat too. Till next time, from me, Julian Joseph, bye-bye.
I'm John Shea, and welcome once again to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. It's a largely French-accented musical selection in the first 2 hours today, with Saint-Saëns Organ Symphony some 90 minutes away. First is a concert from Paris from March this year. Ever since its completion in the 1850s, the Basilica of Sainte-Clotilde has had a distinguished sacred musical pedigree, but the Radio France chorus start with a composer who was far from taking his faith for granted. That all changed after Poulenc lost a close friend in the mid-1930s. He visited the sanctuary of Notre-Dame de Rocamadour, where a fellow pilgrim's prayer inspired him to compose these litanies to the Black Virgin, in his words, a plea for mercy and understanding. One of Poulenc's most affecting choral pieces is his first sacred work, the Litanie à la Vierge Noire, and the organ's dramatic punctuation of the chant-like singing of the choir offers a clue, perhaps, to Poulenc's traumatised state of mind when he wrote it after his friend Pierre-Octave Ferroux was killed in a road accident. Matthias Brauer conducted the women of the Radio France chorus. Matthias Lecomte plays an organ solo now. This is a prelude and fugue by Durufle on the name of Jean Alain, who had died in battle in 1940.